Citizen Basiris is generally sponsored by the Mueller family, a member of Henry Mueller, Shema Ben Pinchas, by Yelad Avram Forman, for Shlem Hadassah, Racha Beschana Gold. A reminder, tonight, 8:30, is our virtual Siyum on Siddur Snippets Amida. It's at 8:30 online at RabbiEphraimGoldberg.org/Shiur, S-H-I-U-R, RabbiEphraimGoldberg.org/Shiur. And I hope you could join us online. We began Chazar Sashatz, we finished the Amida. And the significance, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, or Mesakein, that the Chazan repeats the entire Amida. The basic and core reason, we said, is to be motzi those who don't know how to daven. Halavai, we had more people in our shuls. There are many who don't know how to daven. Halavai, they would be in our shul, and we'd have to be motzi them. And we still continue for that reason, but for others as well. The Torah said it's also Chazar Sashatz gives us the opportunity for Kedusha. Aruch HaShulchan says Chazar Sashatz gives us the opportunity for Birchas Kohanim, or at least to the reference to Birchas Kohanim. So therefore, Chazar Sashatz has a significance beyond just being mostly those who don't know how to daven. But the Arizal takes it even further. The Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Truma quotes, Af agav detam apashti shalachzor lohotzi misheinu baki, even though the simple reason to repeat the Amida is for those who don't know how to daven, ein ze ikar atam. This is not actually the core reason. The vizmana zekimat batal tam ze. Da'akom mitzpalim besidurim today. Sidurim are accessible. Everyone has the ability to daven, and therefore Chazar Sashatz shouldn't be necessary. So they're not paying attention. So why are we still doing it? And he quotes the Arizal al pi sod, and he says the following: Chazar satfila chosen shuv and asin kol atikunim shenasu betfila lachash. Chazari magas b'makom ayona v'gavo yosem b'makom shemagas shem tefila b'lachash. The Arizal had a tradition. The Chazar Sashatz goes even higher. Chazar Sashatz is even greater. Chazar Sashatz is masaking. It repairs and compensates for whatever might be missing in the Tehillim B'lachash. We take those three steps back. Can any of us say that we concentrated every word, every bracha? We were mindful. We were present. We were fully engaged. So guess what? We get a take two right away. Chazar Sashatz, if we pay attention, if we're following the words of the Chazan, if we answer Amen, we can compensate for whatever bracha we might have tuned out, whatever bracha we might have missed. We're able to join with others in the Chazar Sashatz, and that Chazar Sashatz therefore takes on a great significance, so much so the Arizal said it was a higher level. It was a higher level. Maybe even then, the Tefillah B'Lachash that we offer separately and silently. The Tefillah B'Lachash, the individual Amida we say, on the one hand represents our inner world, and therefore it's holy and it's high. But on the other hand, it also is a reflection of who we are and our imperfections. But the Tfilas HaTzibur, Tfilah Bitzibur, the Chazar Sashatz represents the Tzibur. And when we combine, there's a synergy. We're able to complement one another, and we can compensate for the imperfections we each have, and therefore it represents something even more whole and even more full. Chsam Sofer, Nizlikutei Tshuva Simi Gimel, Iker Tfilas Tzibur Hu Chazar Sashatz. The core, the Iker Tfilas HaTzibur is the Chazar Sashatz. Uma shetiknu shayichid mispalim shmona esrei kol echad b'fnei atzmo ki kasha yishachav nechula matfilas hashlatz. It's not just that we do it. Really, the individual shmona esrei, that's key. Then we have a Chazar Sashatz nebach for those who don't know how to daven. No, it's that the Chazar Sashatz represents the tzibur. Elamai, many people have trouble concentrating. They tune out. They're distracted. They're learning a sefer. They're reading a parsha sheet. They're chalila on their phone. They're not present. So therefore, Chazal Anshei Knesset HaGedolah also instituted Tefillah B'Lachash. Since it's so hard to concentrate on the Chazar Sashatz, they also had us say it on our own. The Gemara says in Baruchos Daf Lamed Daled, Hamispalel v'lo nena yachzor v'yispalel. A person who davens and they're not answered, they should daven again. That's the Gemara. A person who feels they weren't answered or didn't get the answer they were looking for should daven again. Chaim V'Lozhner quotes his great Rebbe, the Gra, that the Gra held, the Yachzor V'Yispalel is Chazar Sashatz. The Kiyam of Yachzor V'Yispalel is Chazar Sashatz. We daven on our own, and we need more. We need greater help. We need a more perfect prayer. We want it to go higher and faster. And the way to do that is to pay attention, Dafka, for Chazar Sashatz. It represents the tzibur, and therefore it's higher and holier in these ways. So much so, again, the Arizal, Chsam Sofer, here you have the Gra telling us that tefillas, that the Chazar Sashatz is not secondary, it's primary. And even though many people put all their attention and focus in the Tefillah B'Lachash, the private Amidah, Chazaras HaShatz, they're just looking for a way to survive, just looking for a way to get to Tachanun, or a great day, there is no Tachanun, just waiting for a way to back to where they're participating in the Tefillah. But it's backwards and it's wrong and it's forfeiting the holiest and the highest that is Chazaras HaShatz, to connect, to reconnect, to fulfill Yachzor V'Yispalel, and to have a more perfect prayer in the parts that maybe we left out and we could have gotten better. The Soloveitchik had yet another understanding based on a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos and the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah. The Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, the Rambam says, Kol HaShomea Brachos Min HaBrachos Mitchilasa Ve'ad Sofa. Person hears someone else make a bracha, V'Nischavin Latzaz Be'yidei Chavasa, and has in mind to fulfill it, Yatza Afa Bishlo Ana Amen. If you hear someone else made a bracha, they had in mind you, you had in mind they, even if you don't answer Amen, you're Yotze, Shomea Ka'ona. Then the Rambam, the 8th Perek of Hilchos Tefillah says, Shliach tzibur motzi es harav midei chavasam. Ketzad, v'shashim ispallal v'hem shomim v'onim amein, acho ko bracha u'bracha, harein kim ispallim. To be yotzev the shliach tzibur in Shmona Esrei, the Rambam here says, only when you answer amein. So which is it? Does Shomei HaKona require answering amein? In Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam says no. Even if you don't answer amein, nevertheless, you could be yotzev. Hilchos Tefillah, all of a sudden he says, you have to answer amein. To throw a monkey wrench in, also in Hilchos Brachos Perakei, benching. Should you have to answer Amen or not answer Amen? Is it more like Brachos, Birchas Anenin, or more like the Amida? Birchas Anenin, you don't have to answer Amen, you could be Yotze. Tefillah, Chazaras HaShatz, you have to answer Amen. Benching, Zimun. Do you have to answer Amen in order to be Yotze or not answer Amen? So the Rambam, Acha Kach, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kirim Ha'cholom, Hazan HaSolom Kodo, V'hein Onin Amen Acha Ko Bracha U'Bracha, you have to answer Amen. So why in Shmona Esrei and benching, you have to answer Amen, and yet in Brachos, you don't? Is answering Amen a prerequisite for Shomea Ka'ona or not? That's a stira in the Rambam, which we'll, Amir Tashem, answer tomorrow night. See him, Siddur Snippets, tonight, 8:30.